From the very beginning of the business, if you handle the business alone, you will know what needs to be done and the challenges you will face. I assume you are a sole entrepreneur. You don't have any co-founder or initial team. I'm also a sole entrepreneur. There is a different kind of fun in running a business alone. So which type of work do I have to do alone and do you have to do it alone too? Pros and cons of sole entrepreneur. Here you will learn how sole entrepreneurship works and how to handle pressure. As a sole proprietor, there are many advantages and disadvantages. But it's all up to you and depends on your business thinking what you want. Planning is the first sole entrepreneur challenges. Since you are starting a business alone and the owner, you cannot share business planning in detail with others. For example, business model, strategy, funds, and other credentials. In this case, you do not get help from others, as it is in other cases. Yes, you can take general opinions from others. After hearing your idea, many will say not to do it, again many will encourage you. So everything in a business plan you need to take every responsibility for yourself. Since you are alone, you need to do networking and fundraising on your own. If there are co-founders, everyone tries through their own networks. As a result, there is a possibility to get funds from many places at once, which is not possible alone. Take action. You don't have co-founders or partners that you are looking at on one side, the others are handling the other side. For example, if it is a physical product, then it's the raw material collection, production, delivery, and many more related things. Even if you don't make the product, you still have to collect and deliver the product, which is a very common online business now. You have to do all these things from the beginning unless you have partners or co-founders. The same criteria if your business is service type 2. Accounting. How much money has been spent, how much money is left, where it has been or will be spent, you have to do all the calculations alone. Liability. If the business improves, then it is your responsibility, and if it fails, then it is your responsibility too. If there are co-founders or partners, then the profit and loss are divided by the percentage. For example, A friend has 10% share and B friend has 90% share. Now if the profit is $100, then A friend will get $10, and B friend will get $90. In case of loss is same too, the share of A friend will be $10 loss, and B friend will be $90 loss. And in the case of sole entrepreneurs, 100% profit is yours and 100% loss is yours too. Leadership. All that I have said so far is in the very beginning of the first business phase. Now you want to grow your business. So you hired employees. What will be their job? How to do it? You have to give a complete guideline to them. You have to be able to lead the team. And if the employees think you know nothing, they know better than you, then there is a tragic moment waiting for you. Since you do not have board members, you have to handle the team alone. Pressure. There are also many things in a business that needs to be managed alone, such as clients or customer relationships and so on. After landing at sea, you will understand what else is waiting and what to do. Mental pressure will pass over you and you will have to endure it. Feelings of sole entrepreneur. There are advantages as well as disadvantages in a sole proprietorship business. If you can handle the pressure early on, build a good team, and lead, you will have a lot of fun after a while. No one will have control over your business. You can make whatever you want as you like. Have lots of fun as a sole entrepreneur in a business.